producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Boom, boom, boom. Monday, November the 23rd. You believe there's only one more Monday, Richie, and November is toast.
Yeah, I do believe it.
Thanksgiving is Thursday. You and I here together live doing the Good Day program. Where are you going to be, you slackhead? You're not going to be here in
Vegas,
course,
baby. Be in Las Vegas.
Oh, come on.
Who goes to Vegas for Thanksgiving? That's
hey,
weird.
I'm not going to Vegas for Thanksgiving. I'm going to Vegas to see my grandparents. So
really? My grandparents go to Vegas for Thanksgiving.
I got a message for your grandparents. If they really loved you, they'd come to you.
I know, especially since I offered to pay for them to come here. So you're right about that.
This is weird, though, man. Vegas.
Yeah.
The Vegas. Holidays.
Who needs it? Who
hey,
wants
you'll
it?
Be really grateful if you hit a jackpot.
Yeah, you must be thankful for. This is a week of Thanksgiving, so please think as you start each day, each hour, perhaps each new segment of your day, what do you have to be thankful about? I mentioned on Friday I saw something that was really very compelling last, I don't know, whatever, maybe, did I mention Friday? Maybe it was Friday night when I saw it, because I was by myself on Friday. I was watching a lot of stuff, and one of them was a video that came from TED. And I've yet to figure out what TED means. I know that there is it's import, the stuff that comes from these TED videos, these
TED Talks.
TED Talks.
Yeah.
Very compelling, important people. This fellow was a priest who's written four or five books about gratitude. Brother Leo or something like that. Not important who he is, but the message was very powerful. It was very short. Most of the time, or many times, short messages are the ones that have the most impact. I'm learning that from my pal. And I think life in general is because of the way we are now with all of our smart devices. Things are in sound bites, and thoughts even, and communications are in sound bites. Like it or not, that's the way it is. But the sound bite for this is that gratitude leads to happiness. Happiness does not lead to gratitude. When you are thankful for the things that are best in your life, and you focus on them, and you think about them, and you acknowledge them, it will lead you to being a much happier person. And God knows we need that. If you look around at some of the trending stories at DougStephan.com today, the shooting that broke out at the music festival, that was being the video being filmed in New Orleans, what an outrage, what ridiculous stuff. That brings us around to thinking about other violence and the arrests in Brussels and the news media scaring the hell out of everybody. If you saw 60 Minutes last night, you saw a piece that was basically an overview of how the police in our country and in some European countries are dealing with the onslaught of terrorism. And one of the most compelling, here's a soundbite, take this away with you so that you don't look at the bad negative side of this. Yeah, it would be awful if something happened, but the stats indicate that you have more likelihood in your life of being hit by lightning than you do of being involved in a terror incident, no matter where you are. So if I need to re-explain that, you get that, Richie, Jennifer, Kenny?
Yep.
The essence of
yes.
The danger that you would be hit by lightning is greater than you being involved in any sort of terrorist activity. Yet the news today, if you listen to all the morning newscasts, it's all Brussels on high alert. Look out, because not only here in Brussels, but the major cities of Europe and maybe even the United States have to hunker down in the face of all these chilling threats of terror. These people are they're getting the soul and life blasted out of them, finally. There was another piece on 60 Minutes. I've gone to spending a little more time watching 60 Minutes, maybe because it's a warm-up for one of my favorite shows, Madam Secretary. And it's just there. And Sunday night, you kind of zone out. I was a little bit late for Madam Secretary. But I think that we need to be thinking, in order to keep yourself sane, you need to be thinking about other stuff beside this. For example, today, Jennifer, the dress worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz is among the most expensive costume dresses ever to be auctioned off.
$1 million.
$1 million. Crazy. At least.
For a sweat-stained dress.
For a sweat-stained dress.
Next, I'm going to buy the Monica Lewinsky dress and have a collection.
Is that for sale?
I'm sure someday it will be.
Somebody got it.
Yeah. So anyway,
Monica Lewinsky's dress. Let's find that out.
I don't know. Where is she? She did a TED piece last year, and that was the last time I heard from her. I thought she presented, what I remember is she presented herself quite well. All right, so anyway, we got the trending stuff at DougStefan.com. Ken Kessler is monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day. What do you have there that is different from what's trending at DougStefan.com, Kenny?
The story that's getting the most action on our Facebook page is a story we talked about last week about a move by some doctors and the AMA to ban prescription drug commercials.
Mm-hmm. And what are people saying?
Everybody seems to think it's a good idea. Rob says, yes, use the saved ad money and lower the price on your product, mm-hmm. You freaking crook.
Was it freaking or was it something else? But maybe it's a little more poignant.
It's not spelled correctly, but yes, it is freaking.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. A tip of the hat to that listener. All right.
The Las Vegas Erotic Heritage Museum offered Monica Lewinsky $1 million for her dress.
What is it called? The Erotic what?
The Erotic Heritage Museum.
I'll go there this weekend.
Yeah. Go see what you think.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So apparently she still got it, I guess.
All right. Good. Well, so she's got a cushion, at least, for all of the other things that she's been through.
She didn't respond.
She was responsible. She didn't respond to the offer?
Apparently not.
I wonder, do you think she ever cleaned the dress?
Oh, Jennifer.
No, I'm serious. Right. I mean, do you think she's like, maybe this will be my retirement someday, so I'll leave it as is? Or do you think she cleaned it? I mean, what do you think?
She said she's rebuffed offers in the past because she felt like it wasn't the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
let me tell you something. Take the money.
You know
and
what
run.
Wasn't yeah, the right thing
I
to do?
I would have taken the money and run.
Yeah.
Dirtying the dress.
Yeah, that ship
in the
field.
Well, yeah,
I do.
Right.
All right, Kenny, what else?
Margaret says, what's appropriate in a doctor's office is not appropriate for my living room or dining room at dinner time.
What a great point that is, too. Isn't it disgusting to sit there and watch? Especially, frankly, I am offended by the Cialis, the Levitra, and the Viagra commercials. I'm no prude. You all know that.
You took them all at the same time once.
Well, that was a long time ago. What has that got to do with this?
Aren't you glad I brought that up for you?
Yeah,
you're lucky to still be alive.
Yeah, I could have done well if I wasn't healthy. I'm very healthy, so it didn't affect me like Lamar Odom.
It could have given you a heart attack.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, all the blood rushed out of his head.
Wow. Not that there was much there to begin with.
All right, okay, Kenny, come on, stop the distraction. What else, Kenny?
You started it.
One more. Holly says, I complained once to the Viagra company, and they said their commercials were done in good taste. I said parents shouldn't have to explain to young children what their product is for.
At a certain age, they know what it's for, but I think if you're watching something, what's on television that you likely would watch together? Richie, what do you watch together on TV with your children?
SpongeBob.
I mean, we'll watch the Disney shows, those Disney sitcoms, or
Viagra commercials.
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Do they have on Dancing with the Stars? Do they have spots like that?
Oh yeah, run of schedule
do.
Spots, don't you think?
They do.
Except,
are you saying that?
Really
or you know that?
Well, yeah, because I don't think. I mean, the Viagra, Levitra, Cialis spots that I've seen are always involving some man who can dance again.
Right.
So I don't know that it actually sinks in with kids as to what it is. You know what I mean?
Really?
Ooh, I can dance again. I can really cut a rug.
I think the commercials for women's.
Feminine products.
Those are a little bit more
help
direct.
Them out, will you please?
Are you serious? You mean like hygiene products?
Yeah.
That just involves riding horses on the beach in a white dress. Why is that, by the way? Why is it when you have feminine hygiene products, you're riding a horse on the beach with your mother, usually in a white dress?
I have to check the feminine side of my
Viagra commercials. You're dancing
horse
again.
Person.
Yeah. Speaking of Pfizer, did you hear about they're going to merge with
another drug company merger? That'll be good.
It's the company that owns the Botox drugs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not merging. They're buying them.
$150 billion.
They're buying it. They're not merging. They're buying it.
Pfizer and Allergan.
Sorry, Kenny. Give me one more.
So you get your Botox and your all in the same
place. Fix your allergies all at once, yeah. You know how to fix your allergies? Here's how to fix it. I found this out actually this morning. It was very civilized. I said this to Meredith this morning. Very civilized getting up because Mondays I've told the gang that I might just not get here at 4 or 5 o'clock. I'll come in maybe at 7. So anyway, we were having alkaline water. You know, our bodies are so acidic.
Hey, wait a second. You're doing alkaline? I turned you on to that.
Her dad.
I don't pay as much attention to you as I do to Meredith, but go ahead. What'd you say?
I'm the one that said alkaline water. You asked Meredith. Meredith said, no.
No.
And all of a sudden you guys are drinking alkaline water?
Well, it's water with lemon and stuff that neutralizes. Not drinking the alkaline water, but if you put lemon in it, it helps to neutralize the acidity in your body,
anyway,
which we have, which causes the disease.
I do the, the apple cider vinegar.
That's good. I do, too.
I do like a tablespoon of that a week.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
A week?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sometimes you choke. I've choked on it. All right. I think.
What's happening here? I'm done choking.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
It's 18 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electric, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
The code here is 888-302-3684. Hello, 21 after on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour, time for our daily My Three Songs contest. We're going to play three tunes, different artists that have something in common. There's a thread, a thought, a thread, something about these songs that connects them. If you can figure out what ties them together, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. And I have a fabulous new book that is just hot off of the presses that I'm going to give you a copy of. This is something that I think will be moderately on the scale. This is not too hard. It's not too easy, Kenny. Would you say that's accurate?
Or I think it's shifting closer to the too easy side.
Really? All right. First song is Tom Cochran's Life is a Highway. Life is a Highway. Did somebody steal that button from you, too?
Yes.
No.
They did.
Really?
Yes.
All the songs are gone?
Is
Rome by the B-52s?
Yeah, I have the B-52s.
What's going on there?
This is not going well.
Needs to have a few people fired.
Right, song number one is Lionel Richie here.
No.
And you have Lindsey Buckingham?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go get the other one then.
All right, thank you. All right, so anyway, consider song number one to be Rome by the B-52s. Chart-topping hit on all of the charts in early 1990. 19 weeks on the charts from top to bottom. The B-52s continue to record new music, and they are still touring. This has been their most recent top pop hit since it was first out. Song has been used by a wide variety of commercials, including the folks that try to promote the Disney Channel. I'm sorry, the Discovery Channel. Disney Channel, too, as far as that's concerned, and Subaru of New Zealand. So, Rome by the B-52, song number one in our My Three Songs contest. Here is number two. Number two. This sounds more like what do you call it? Your friends. Why am I thinking this is sounds more like Setzer.
It's got a little bit of a rockabilly sound to it. Yeah, Brian Setzer. But it's not.
Lindsey Buckingham and Holiday Road, a song that, despite its popularity, didn't do as well on the charts as some of his other work, used as a slot in the Chevy Chase movie, Vachation. Let's see here. Then it was used in a couple of sequels. Last summer's reboot. It's not used in Christmas Vacation for obvious reasons. All right, so that's song number two. First song, Rome by the B-52s. Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham. And this is Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran. Big pop hit in 1991, about this time of year. Tom came up with the song after taking his family on a trip to West Africa to raise money for the World Vision Famine Relief Organization. This has been his biggest hit, solo or with his band. The band's called Red Rider, if you didn't remember that, by the way. Also topped the charts in his native Canada, plus four other countries. A hit again in 2006 when it was covered by Rascal Flatts for the movie Cars. Alright, so what do we have here? 888-302-3684. Life is a Highway, Rome, and Holiday Road. We probably could come up with a few others as well. Let's try Henry listening on the FM talk station in Tucson. Hello, Henry.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What's up?
Oh, just getting ready for work.
You're up. Right. What do you do for work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a concrete superintendent for a local construction company here in town. Huh.
So anybody, did you ever have to drop anybody into the concrete to get rid of them?
No, but I've had a lot of offers to
make somebody some boots.
I like that the little extra coin. Okay, so what's the thread of these three songs?
I'm going to say it's some potential holiday traveling that people are going to be doing this coming weekend.
Heading out on the road is very astute of you to figure that out. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to send you a copy of the book, Life is Wonderful When You Do the Work. Hold on just a second, Henry. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, Cat Confidence. You know, some cats are silly and just love to roll around at every opportunity, while others include rolling around in their play display. Sometimes rolling is a gesture of submission. Sometimes there's just no other way to relieve an itch. Often a roll on the back occurs after a lazy day in the sun or upon awakening from a nap. That's when a cat may greet a trusted human companion with belly uppermost. This very definite exhibition of cat body language means, hello, I'm glad to see you, but please excuse me for not giving you a more elaborate greeting right now. By exposing the stomach, which is felines and many other animals, is the most vulnerable part of the body. The cat is demonstrating confidence that the person being greeted will bring them no harm. So accept it as a fact. When your cat rolls over and exposes their belly to you, one of two things are happening. Either they're totally confident that nothing's going to happen to them and you're their good friend, or they're submitting to you. In most cases, your own cat, when you come home and he rolls over, he's looking for a belly rub to say, hey, welcome home. I trust you entirely. Give me a belly rub. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As the saying goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also be hazardous. Allstate's annual Holiday Home Hazard Survey is out. Here's Terry DeLenta of Allstate.
70% of adults acknowledge that things get riskier during the holidays. Less than 37% of people do something about it.
Many holiday hazards start right in your home. Home fires from fireplaces jump 196% this time of year, which can often be attributed to not having a fireplace properly cleaned and inspected. And fire from candles jumps 63%, so be sure to never leave them burning unattended. And more than half of those surveyed admit to overloading outlets. So it's no wonder electrical fires increase more than 21% this time of year.
We're committed to ensuring our customers and all consumers have a safe and happy holiday. This survey shows simple steps in planning that can make all the difference.
Check out allstate.com/holidaydecorator to find out more about potential preventable holiday home hazards and have a happy and safe holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stefan on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden.
Oh, you gave me a round of applause.
I'm giving him to me. I give you four. I give him Rich three.
More like a golf clap.
Really? Can't Kessler. We should probably all clap for ourselves. When I say I'm Doug Stefan.
Pat yourself on the back.
And Jennifer Horn. Go ahead, Jennifer. She's patting herself on the chest. Not
Can you actually woo yourself? Is
woo! All right, Kenny, give yourself a round of applause, please.
Hooray!
Hooray! And Richie, you can do the same. Yeah, see?
Oh, you're a cheater, Richie. Hey, cheater.
Got all the buttons.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com. And then...
Here, Jen, here's yours.
Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter.
Oh, you do that every day.
At Good Day.
Here's Doug's.
Oh, stop it.
What is he, John?
Here's Ken's.
I do have good teeth.
Last and finish it off. Here's Ken's.
Ta-da! I'm going to motivate you. This is a day, Monday is always a day for people to sort of reconnect, reconnoiter. One of the things people tell me about the Good Day program that they like is that you'll learn what's going on in the world and you'll be smarter than your coworker. The water cooler conversation goes like this. Hey, did you know about this? And you say, did you know about this? And so that's how it goes here. Motivating you to think about things in a different way, the good day way. Our motivation today, a hero, is one who knows how to hang on 1 minute longer. Maybe you could do a PS to that. A hero is one who knows how to and is able to hang on. You know how to do it, but can you in fact do it, staying there 1 minute longer? Look at all of these endurance shows that are on TV. You think that there's an accident? There's so many of them now. It's all about people are looking for someone to look up to. They're looking for somebody who's different, maybe stronger or smarter or better than they are, so that they have something to aspire to. That's why so many people listen to this radio program, because they want their radio program to sound like mine. So many hosts.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're a hero.
You know what I think of, though, when you talk about that? Hang on just a little. The woman who was hanging out that window in
Paris.
The pregnant woman that held on to that window
when
she was, what, 2-3 stories up?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
that she was just able to use her fingers.
Those are the kinds of stories, the regular blah, blah of what's going on over there, whether it be in Paris, which was last week, and the Brussels thing, the threats around the world. Those stories are a dime a dozen. What really we need to focus on, as you have suggested, people are, Richie, are the people who know how to survive, who either know how to or can. Again, back to the hero thing, it isn't just knowing how to survive, it's being able to survive in those circumstances. And there are many different ways in which you can put that same logic together, whether it's holding on, keeping yourself from going bankrupt, or maybe it's holding on to a relationship that hasn't been particularly good, you figure out how to make it better, or maybe it's how to change a flat tire along the side of the road if you don't have a jack. You know, any of those sorts of things. Probably,
you don't know jack.
Thank you.
It's an easy way to get killed, by the way. Changing the tire on the side of the road.
Yeah,
it's not
easy. Yeah. Let's see. Our thought for the day today comes from the late Rodney Dangerfield.
Sorry,
birthday.
I
would have been around this point in time, 1921. So how old would he have been if he... He was, 21. He would have been 87 today, right? 86, 87, 85, 80.
Are you okay?
94.
Thank you. You spilled something? You okay?
How's your smoothie?
No, my smoothie's fine. I just spilled a big file of junk.
Really?
Oh, man.
Get it away from the speaker and the
There
microphone.
Goes my Monday, darn it.
Okay, so thought of the day. I told my psychiatrist that everyone hates me. He said I was being ridiculous. Everybody hasn't met me yet. Oh, my God.
No respect.
All right, so our quote of the day today comes from Matthew McConaughey. That's how you pronounce his name, right?
All right.
He was the host of SNL. Said, pretty sure everything tonight is going to go okay. He told the backstory of all right. What, anybody see that?
No. What did he say?
I don't know. I would like to get, see if you can get some of the audio of that.
Yeah,
so you read the quote of the day, but we don't know what it means?
I know what all right. I didn't say I knew what it meant. I just told you it was there. I didn't see it. I'm just piecing together information. Baby
nice.
Cakes.
All right, baby cakes.
All right, and did you see on the 60 Minutes piece,
yes.
The fellow who leads the Iraqi opposition to Daesh? I have, ever since we started talking about or referring to it as Daesh last week, it seems like everybody now is referring to it as Daesh.
They don't like it.
Yeah, what, they don't like ISIS?
A lot of people
ISIS
say
doesn't
Daesh,
apply.
Though.
A lot of people say what?
Daesh.
I say Daesh.
I think Daesh.
We looked it up and it was Daesh.
Right. Well, that's the way this Iraqi general pronounced it when he was being interviewed. This guy supposedly, he was an opponent of let's see, what did he was an Iranian that came in to give Saddam Hussein a hard time. And now he's one of the major generals in Iraq trying to protect Iraq. And apparently he's quite bloodthirsty. He's been responsible for the deaths of a couple of thousand people. And they interviewed him. I mean, he has enough credibility to make it onto the set of the CBS investigator over there in Baghdad. And some pretty compelling stuff. I saw a lot of things in that video that I saw when I was there in Baghdad, which was, good Lord, how long ago? It was about this time of year, too, wasn't it, Richie? Did I go in December? It was just before Christmas. Wasn't it when I went 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
Seems longer.
It's been
than
a
that.
While, yeah.
Has it been that long? My God.
Yeah.
Oof. Anyway, so he, referring to Daesh, talking about how they're going to get rid of him. I think And it's not because, excuse me, of any individual sense, the U.S.-led fight against ISIS or Daesh not going as well. And yet we've been told that it's going better because apparently the folks at the Pentagon have cooked the books. Did you see that? They are not telling the truth, even to the president, about how things are going over there. So nobody, it seems, in America until recently had really good intel as to what was really going on. How
yes,
do you,
sir, Mr. President. We killed 100 of them today.
Yeah, right. And in fact, he only got 10.
Hear.
Well, is that it? Telling him? He you says, know, no, that's not the story. But what is the story?
If what I heard was true over the weekend, the Russians claim to have bombed and killed 600 of them in one of their raids, one of their bombing raids. If that's, and we all know Russia's claiming that they did this and did this, and, you know, what do you believe from them? But still, let's say it's only 300 or 400, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you are one of the people who is reading the marketing tweets from ISIS,
Daesh,
and you're thinking, man, this is for me, I'm going over there, and then you hear that Russia killed 600 of them with a bomb, I've got to think that that would deter a lot of people. And then also you watch these, the what's happening to everybody that participated in the Paris attacks. They're all done, except for the so-called mastermind.
Yeah.
That's got to deter these people from thinking, I'm going to go do this. This looks pretty cool.
I want you to think about something with me for a minute. Will you please, all of you, I wish you would weigh in on this.
Ask nicely.
McConaughey.
I'll get you, Matthew McConaughey.
All right, so save it for the TV report.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to I want to say something that has troubled me for a couple of days. The I'm not somebody who thinks that there is a. I don't have a problem with the House passing the bill that they did, which is aimed supposedly at tightening up security screenings.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Syrian, Iraqi refugees coming into our country need to be scrutinized a little bit better, and I'm for that. I don't have a problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is Ted Cruz suggesting we only accept Christians, and frankly, Donald Trump suggesting, or did we take it? He says we've taken it the wrong way, having Muslims register.
Oh, he did not say that, by the way.
No, that's what I'd heard he hadn't said. Yeah, I mean, that would just be stupid, suicidal.
It was the reporter who said, do you think Muslims should register? He's like, look, we shouldn't, you know, yeah. we should look at everything, blah, blah, blah. He never said that.
I read on the air, I think it was Thursday or Friday, Richie, the note that came from my neighbor across the street, who's a Muslim.
Yeah.
He, along with hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of Muslims, are speaking out against this because this is, they realize that this is the end of their religion. This is the people who think it's all Muslims, and the buffer here that's been created, or the animosity, or the anger, or whatever it is that is appropriate toward Daesh, but it's not appropriate toward all Muslims any more than the act of some Christian kook doing some other outrageous thing, whatever it is, in the name of Christianity. Wasn't there one of the guys at one of the bases, wasn't he asking people what their religion was?
Yeah.
And the Christians he shot?
Right.
Don't I remember that from like a couple, 3 or 4 weeks ago?
No, it was last week in the shootings in Mali.
I remember that it was
the people that they let go were able to quote something from the Quran.
Right, okay. So anyway, but you got that kind of stuff going on.
It'd be like, published by Simon & Schuster.
Yeah. No kidding.
Sorry.
But it makes you want to go out and go, okay, let me learn one verse.
Let me learn
Quran.
A couple lines.
Right, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. And make sure you pronounce it correctly, too. So I just think that those are items to keep in the back of your mind. Normally, especially given the press's attitude toward Donald Trump, you're going to see something that's a misquote before you're going to see something that's the right quote. That's their attitude toward him.
They're just baiting him now.
Right, of course they are.
Trying to get him to say something outrageous.
Stupid, right, exactly. All right, 44 past the hour. Jennifer and the television report, including the Saturday Night Live's best
Matthew McConaughey telling you where. All right,
coming up next here on Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
The government estimates that 70% of people 65 and older will need long-term care. Yet a new study reveals Americans are often unprepared for the complex and unpredictable realities of longevity and caregiving. Camilla Williams-Kemp with Northwestern Mutual explains.
While rewarding in many ways, caring for aged loved ones can be very challenging. We know from our research that people expect caregiving to be mainly about helping with chores like food, shopping, or transportation. But emotional and financial support is a big part of what they do.
What are the financial realities of caregiving?
A majority of Americans say that incurring expenses related to providing care would have a substantial impact on their finances. That's why it's so important to have candid conversations with our loved ones about planning for their future care needs.
For the full study or to learn more about long-term care planning, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, 53 after the hour. Wait a minute, 53. Hello, Doug. 47.
What are you doing?
Past, I was just thinking what I had to do at 53 past the hour. The folks at American Idol have announced that they're going to bring back all of the judges for the final season. So this January,
cool.
They're going to bring them all back because it's the last season. How many years? I think Simon is for the whole. Simon's going to another show.
Yeah, well, Ryan Seacrest said first that Harry Connick Jr., Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, they're the ones that are going to hear the finalists during the week. But during the season, you're going to also see Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, Randy Jackson, Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, Steven Tyler, Ellen DeGeneres, and Cara DioGuardi coming back, which is kind of fun.
Cara DioGuardi, wow.
Remember her? I totally forgot about that.
All right, so that's the good news. Now, we were talking earlier about Matthew McConaughey being on SNL and explaining where R.I. All right, comes from. Here it is.
All right, well, let me tell you the origin story of the phrase you thought I was going to say. This is titled The Right Bar at the Right Time. It's 1992. I'm in Austin, Texas in college. I'm not even thinking about being an actor at this point. I go to this bar where I get introduced to this producer. This producer and I start talking, and 4 hours later, we get kicked out of so said bar. On the taxi ride home, he asked me, he says, "Hey, McConaughey, you ever done any acting?" And I said, "Well, no, not really." He says, "Well, I'm doing this movie, and you might be right for this part." Well, sure enough, I wake up the next morning, and I go pick up the script. It's called Dazed and Confused. My character, David Wooderson, he has 3 lines in the entire film. All right, but one of those lines is what I like to call a launchpad line. Now, what do I mean by that? A launchpad line is a line that, if the character really believes it, then I can feel like I could write a whole book on this character, right? The scene goes like this. Wooderson says, "Nah, that's what I love about those high school girls, man. I get older, but they stay the same age." So, I get called into this wardrobe makeup test on the set. I'm not supposed to work, but I get called in for it. The director comes up to me, Richard Linklater. He says, oh, my God, you look great, man. This is Wooderson. This is exactly who I hoped he'd be. And he says, listen, you know, we're doing this drive-through scene tonight, and I know you're not supposed to work, but you think Wooderson might be picking up on the redheaded intellectual? You know, he's already been with the cheerleader and the tipsy hot girls. What about the redheaded intellectual? I said, well, sure he would, man. Wooderson loves all kinds of women. And he goes, hey, you want to shoot it? Next thing I know, I'm in a car getting ready to shoot the very first scene of my film acting career, unscripted. Am I nervous? Huh. Damn right I'm nervous.
Are you going to have time for this, the payoff?
I start thinking. And then who is Wooderson? Who's my man? You know?
Oh. So he has a nice job, Richie.
Well, that was disappointing. You know, you can't always hit a home run.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today. Normally, those of you who want to catch up on the medical news on Monday at this time, sorry. I could talk about some of the medical
news. Try again next time.
But I'm more intrigued by, we have the opportunity, which I blew, and I'll take full responsibility for it. A few minutes ago, those of you who may have just tuned in, we were going back to Saturday Night Live, and Matthew McConaughey explaining, all right. And we got to the punchline, we ran out of time. So, Richie's going to sort of recreate the
basically
atmosphere.
He's talking about his first acting role in the movie Dazed and Confused, and they ask him to kind of figure out who his character is and what his character thinks and believes in.
Am I nervous? Damn right I'm nervous.
Ready for the first shoot.
So I start thinking. I say, man, who is Wooderson? Who's my man? You know, what's he about? And I tell myself, Wooderson's about four things. He's about cars, weed, rock and roll, and chicks. I look around where I am. I said, well, I'm in my 70s Chevelle. That's one. I got Slater riding shotgun, so I'm definitely getting high. That's two. And we got Ted Nugent playing Stranglehold on the 8-track. Well, that's three. At this point, I hear over the intercom, action! And I look up across the drive-thru at this red-headed intellectual, and I say to myself, buddy, you got 3 out of 4? All right, all right, all right.
All right.
We got a great show.
And there we have it.
That's right. So cars, weed, and the music, because the intellectual chick.
Rock and roll.
Redhead wasn't there. Oh, my heavens. There's a blast from the past if you're thinking about 55 past the hour. Emmy award-winning and delightful singer Adele was on the show, the Saturday Night Live show, to promote her new album, which, by the way, is on track this first week to sell 2.5 million copies instead of 1.5, which is what the radio, a lot of radio stations were saying it, and the record maker was telling through his publicity people, yep, expect to sell 1.5 million. They already sold 2.5 million of this new, it's called 25. It is filled, we've heard 3 or 4 different cuts here. I think somebody... And was it Friday? I said, someone sent me an email that said, what is it with you and Adele? Is she paying you, or was she your best friend?
He's all into Adele.
Yes, clearly Adele, she is paying me.
Adele is really something to be inspired by. It's another one of those things to be thankful for, that we have someone who can tell great stories in song, have the passion and the strength in her voice to get us to pay attention to what it is that she's saying in the lyrics of the songs that she writes. She has to have some great life experiences, even though she's, 27? How old is she, Kenny? 28? Something like that. She's in her 20s still.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, 27, 26. Something.
So all the life stories that she has. And so for those of you who discount young people for whatever, however you refer to them, because they don't have substance in life, look at Adele and the stories that she sings about. For heaven's sake, look at Taylor Swift. She won for Song of the Year at the American Music Awards last night. The things that she's been writing, and she's younger than Adele. She started writing this stuff when she was a teenager.
Like 13, yeah.
Yes. So it isn't, age is not always a factor on the upside or the downside of what supposedly the typical things in life are. So, all right, having said that, Jen, let's spend a couple more minutes on some of the other TV stories. As
well, actually, before you get away from the music thing,
yeah,
let's do the American Music Awards, no?
I'll take 30 seconds.
Yeah, we'll do that later on in the next hour. Nah, right. I don't want
to
do it here.
I had a chance to listen to the whole new ELO album.
Really?
Over the weekend.
Oh.
And it's amazing because Jeff Lynne plays every single instrument on the whole album. He wrote it, he produced it, and he recorded it.
Is it a different track for each?
All by himself.
Wow.
With the exception of the tambourine. So, but I'll tell you, if you're an ELO fan, here's a little bit over here. This is one of the bonus tracks, which I actually like the best, called Blue. But it is ELO. It's very melodic, very not as rocking as some of the ELO stuff, but it's very cool and very fun.
All right, so Jen, Netflix is doing more on their Lost in Space reboot. I sound like Chucker when I say reboot.
Or a reboot, but that's what it is. I mean, everything's a reboot now. Yeah, Netflix, who has been reviving a lot of television shows lately, is planning to reboot the 60s sci-fi series Lost in Space. They won a bidding war to get the rights, actually, from the owner of the rights,
yeah.
Irwin Allen,
yep.
Created the series. And like the original, they're going to take the best from it and use it. And I think it'll be a big hit for Netflix. Also, the International Emmys will honor Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey, Lily James, who played Cinderella, she's headed back to the show this next season.
So June Lockhart, I wonder if she's going to be in the new Lost in Space. I think she's a little
doubted.
You know.
I'm guessing she's close to 90 at this point.
Yeah, probably.
God love her. 59 past the hour. Speaking of God loving us, thank you, God. It's 59 after this. Good day.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.